Coming up, Bradley Beal and Fred VanVleet's big nights help get wins. This is Locked On Game to Game NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
The Cavs played in Charlotte for their second straight game and picked up their second straight win against the Hornets on Tuesday. Our Locked On Cavs host has more on what's let Cleveland get the better of Charlotte.
Hey guys, how's it going? Evan Damerl here, co-host of Locked On Cavs with a Locked On Now takeaway after the Cleveland Cavaliers' Tuesday night win over the Charlotte Hornets. Well, it was a bit of a road trip, and Cleveland went 3-1 overall, completing a mini sweep of the hapless Hornets, and were able to just annihilate Charlotte from the perimeter thanks to, surprisingly, not Donovan Mitchell, who was out tonight, or Darius Garland, but Jetty Osman and Caris LeVert. Having Cleveland's role players step up like this in a game where they have to shift focus to the Philadelphia 76ers in the second night of a back-to-back is huge, and also really helps Cleveland maintain distance from the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference playoff race, and feels like the Cavs are going to be host to the Knicks in the first round at this rate. Hear about this and more on tomorrow's Locked On Cavs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Bradley Beal scored 36 points to help the Wizards to a dominant win over the Pistons last night. Locked On Wizards looks at how Beal and the rest of the roster took care of Detroit.
What's good, NBA fans? The Washington Wizards take care of business against the Detroit Pistons and blow out the Pistons 117-97. Johnny Davis achieves his career high in the first quarter of 4 points in the NBA, so congrats to him. But he finished the game with 10 points. Bradley Beal dominated tonight with 36 points. Kispert 16, Porzingis 18. The Wizards took care of business once again without Kyle Kuzma, having six guys in double figures. Perfect from the free throw line, 22 for 22. Their largest lead was 25. So the Pistons undermanned. James Wiseman had a double-double. Killian Hayes had a solid game, but it wasn't enough for the Wizards as they took care of business once again against the Detroit Pistons. I want to thank you guys for listening. Danny Avdia played really well tonight as well. Turbo showed up tonight off the bench with 13.6 boards. Almost forgot about that. He had a beautiful behind the back. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.
Fred VanVleet matched Beal's night in Washington with 36 points for Toronto. Locked On Raptors has more after a win over the Nuggets.
The Raptors starters bring down the Nuggets. Sean Woodley here from Locked On Raptors to break down the Toronto Raptors 125-110 win over the Denver Nuggets to snap a three-game losing streak and move to 33-36 on the season. One game back in the loss column of the Atlanta Hawks for the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. And the big takeaway here, so the Raptors starters might be a total buzzsaw of a lineup. Jakob Poeltl, of course, the recent addition at the deadline, playing alongside Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, Scottie Barnes, and Pascal Siakam. That lineup has been outstanding for the Raptors, a team that is very flawed and is struggling badly and is not particularly good, but that starting group gives some hope that maybe there's something to build on here. Coming into the game against the Nuggets, they were a plus 12.2 per 100 possessions, would have the best offense in the league at 119.8, 107.6 defensive rating. That would be the best defense in the league as well. And they have continued to add to that total with their performance against the Denver Nuggets, absolutely eviscerating Denver anytime those five guys were on the floor together. They score 49 points in the first quarter, much of which came with that Raptors starting group out there. And they closed this game as well after things got a little hairy in the third quarter with a 24-point lead dwindling down to just four. The starters put it away. Fred VanVleet with 36 points and 7 assists in this game. Jakob Poeltl was a plus 30 with 12 points, 11 boards, and 5 assists. The worst plus minus on hand in the Raptors starting five tonight was OG Anunoby. Again, the Raptors got a lot of problems. They got no bench. Their offense mostly stinks in the half court. And they're even their best player, Pascal Siakam, is stuck in one of his worst slumps ever. And yet still, that five-man group gives the Raptors some hope that they might be able to climb up the Eastern Conference standings and chase down the Hawks for eighth. I'll have more broken down on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Raptors. Be sure to tune in.
The Lakers put together a record-setting first half against the Pelicans and then coasted their way to an easy win. Locked On Lakers and Locked On Pelicans give you both sides of this LA blowout.
This is Andy Kamenetsky, co-host of Locked On Lakers podcast, and the Lakers get a 123-108 win over the Pelicans in New Orleans. The Lakers led this game by 35 at the half, the biggest halftime lead for this franchise since 2008, and their 13 threes, seven of which came from Malik Beasley, who really needed to bust a slump, actually set a franchise record for a half with threes. Anthony Davis, who finished the game with 35 and 17, 12 of 13 from the line. My hope was that he would not have to play at all in the fourth quarter, but a combination of Lakers sloppiness and the Pelicans legitimately playing better prevented that from happening. But given how these two teams are jockeying with each other in the play-in standings, this was pretty much a must-win game for the Lakers, and they banked it. A lot more to get into, so make sure you are subscribing to the Locked On Lakers YouTube channel and that you make Locked On Lakers your first listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In a must-win game against the Lakers, the Pelicans fell flat on their faces, and now it feels like their season is on the brink. I'm Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. The Pel's loss to the Lakers makes it feel like their season is over. The Pelicans came out as flat as possible, going down 14-0 to start the game, and at one point the Lakers went on a 52-10 run. The game was over before halftime. There's simply no excuse for this. The Pelicans were just chucking threes, playing isolation basketball, and that's after they beat Portland on Sunday by moving the ball. They had 34 assists in the win, just 23 tonight, with most of those coming in the second half when the Lakers let off the gas. It shouldn't take that long for the Pelicans to respond, because by the time they did, the game was already over. And the Pelicans looked absolutely defeated. You could see it in their body language. That's concerning, because the season isn't over and the playoffs, mainly the play-in tournament, is still very much in play. But if New Orleans plays like this, looks like this, doesn't adjust, the next couple of games won't matter and the season is done.
Coming up, the Bucks win a rematch of the NBA Finals from 2 years ago. This is Locked On Game to Game NBA. Have you ever dreamed of becoming an NBA general manager? Well, if you have, I have the perfect game for you. It's called Ultimate Pro Basketball General Manager, and it's a mobile game that lets you manage your own basketball team, become the general manager, and manage every single aspect. You're hiring the coaches and assistants, trading and training the players, making draft picks, and navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft, and of course, all the ups and downs that come with an NBA season. Locked On NBA Game to Game listeners are going to get 100% free boost to their franchise when they use the code LOCKEDON in the game store. So make sure to check it out. To download the game, visit probasketballgm.com, scan the code, or look it up in the app store. That's probasketballgm.com. Welcome back to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Daniela Bruce, and thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. The Magic's rebuilding season has had some bright spots, but last night wasn't one of them. Orlando got blown out by one of the worst teams in the league in the Spurs, and Locked On Magic recaps the disappointing night.
The Orlando Magic have a lot of growing up to do, and that was the continuing message after the Orlando Magic fell to the San Antonio Spurs 132-114. This is Philip Rossman-Reich, the host of Locked On Magic, and we've talked pretty much since January about this team's hopes of making the play-in, and it was always a little bit of a long shot with the 5-20 start this team went through and just how young and inexperienced this team was. The purpose of this talk was really just about getting this team experience in these close games, feeling the pressure of these close games. And with that pressure comes the disappointment when you have really an inexcusable loss. From the very start, the Orlando Magic were not defending at a high level. They were loose with the ball, turning it over, and they allowed the San Antonio Spurs, the team with the second worst record in the league, to gain confidence. They had a franchise record 22 three-pointers, and Orlando was never really able to catch up. These are the kind of losses that sting, the kind of losses that really hurt a play-in chase, a postseason chase, and the kind of losses that a young team has to learn how to go through and mature from.
The Bucks and Suns met Tuesday night in a rematch of the 2021 NBA Finals. Our Locked On Suns host tells you how things turned out in Phoenix.
Well, that felt familiar. Brendan Klein coming to you after the Suns 116-104 loss to the Milwaukee Bucks. Here from the bottom of Footprint Center, where you can hear the crowd leaving and you can hear maybe some sighs of disappointment. Devin Booker, 30 points, an incredible first three quarters, runs out of steam, gets a few too many turnovers toward the end of the game. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a nearly 40-point triple-double, 36-11-8 for him. The Bucks more than double the Suns' free throw attempts. They outshoot the Suns from deep. Just a rubric, a recipe that we've seen when Booker does not have enough help. Chris Paul, not himself. He is at a different point in his career. DeAndre Ayton, not the guy who is going to be that second creator. And the Bucks just had a little bit more. Kevin Durant still sidelined with the injury, and this was predictable. For more on these Suns, listen to Locked On Suns wherever you get podcasts.
Both the Knicks and the Trailblazers went into last night looking to turn things around after both teams have lost three of their previous four games. Locked On Knicks breaks down the final from Portland.
Man, oh man, what a feel-good night for the New York Knicks as they pull out a 123-106 victory over the Portland Trailblazers. It was all about the balance. Five different players scored at least 16 points, six players in double figures. Deuce McBride, a career-high 18 points, shot the lights out, 4-for-5 from distance, was his usual disruptive self defensively. Josh Hart, you didn't really notice him much in the first half. In the second, got the Knicks kick-started with his playmaking, and that is where he's so transformative to this team. Not only does he get him easy buckets, he gets you feel-good buckets, and the same could be said for Emmanuel Quickley, who had a bunch of momentum-generating threes that altered the course of this ball game. He led the Knicks with 26 points.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Make sure that you're subscribing to Locked On NBA and, of course, your team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts. I'm Daniela Bruce, and this has been Locked On Game to Game.